3B's Burger Addiction is brought to you by Feltner Brothers on College in Fayetteville. Just three bros and the best staff cooking up fresh, never frozen, made to order burgers for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. It's 3B Radio time.
Yeah, go see the guys. They have a brand new location opening up right there on Tawny Town. So I saw a lot of people were liking that post that we posted yesterday. They got the signage up. They should be open by July, so y'all in Springdale or New Harbor or whatever the hell you call it, you got yourself a new location. The best burgers in the land with the Feltner Brothers. They're on College and coming soon to 412 and 112 in Tawny Town. I'm excited for our next guest. I've been looking forward to talking to this guy for a bit. He's in town. He actually travels all over the country doing stand-up comedy. Can we say the world?
The world. I just did Canada, so that counts.
You're worldly now.
How are things in Canada for Americans right now?
Well, I went the week before the latest.
Oh, thank God!
Decree of war. I don't know. they were real nice to me in that Canadian way. Although I almost got, I thought I was going to get shot by the border crossing guard in Victoria. Where were we? Heading into London, Ontario.
Yeah,
because when you pull up to the,
they have guns. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but they're filled with syrup. So it's syrup and passive aggressive politeness.
That is true.
No, it was. I did a bunch of shows in New York with my buddy Jay Shinoin, who's been here as well, and we were going through, and so we pulled up, being native East Coasters, thinking it's like a toll booth where you just pull up behind the person in front of you, right?
Right.
Well, the car in front of us at the go into Canada spot started putting their backup lights on and reversing into the hood of our car. And so Jay hit the horn like a native East Coaster.
Sure.
And the guy ran out and said, "What are you doing, A?" Like this roided up Mountie. And he came running. He said, "What are you doing, A? Where are you from? Maybe they do that in New Hampshire, wherever you from, A. Get out of here." And he's screaming at us. Like, we're going to get shot. We're going to be the first people ever shot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
so sorry.
Brutal. So sorry.
He hated us. So we're like, well, so we back up. And he lets the other guy eventually go and waves us on. I'm like, well, if we switch lanes now, we're doomed. Like he's gonna,
no, you got
to go to Canadian jail.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane. We got to take our lumps. And I think that's the only thing.
Not only that, but
us.
You guys kind of look like little bitches.
Yeah, if you move, right? Yeah, I'll step to a Mountie.
Yeah.
it's American. It's the American way. The one and only JT Habersat is here. And, yeah, of course, you're from Austin. We follow you on social media a lot. Of course, you come up to the show a bit when you make
thanks,
it in
dudes.
To these necks of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And you make it an appearance every once in a while at some clubs around here. You have a big festival going on this weekend, right?
Yeah. It's pretty rad. Ruckus Fest. It's the first annual Ruckus Fest put on by Comics NWA, the local
awesome, we know them,
comedian collective, Stetson Banks and all those cats.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they asked me to come up and do two shows. So here I am doing Nomads tonight. And tomorrow we're at Black Apple Crossing.
Nice. So you can get your comedy fill this weekend.
Yeah.
If you can't do it this weekend, maybe you pick up and read a book. You're a writer now.
Gross.
You're a writer now. Mm-hmm. JT has just came out with a book. Mm-hmm. You just launched this. This is in where can we get this book?
You can get it everywhere. You can order it in Barnes & Noble or on Amazon and all that. But if you go to jtcomedy.com, that's where I get the most money. So do that.
Go to the website.
See American through and through, capitalism.
That's what you got to do. Yeah. It's called Killing for a Living, mm-hmm, which that means it really highlights some of your comedy and also your murders across the United States.
It's basically my gig part-time it's more of a hobby, but just a contract killer.
Looks like it's working out because, no, I'm kind of reading of how you've mm-hmm, put this together, and it's sort of journal-like.
Yeah.
You're doing a paragraph for every place you're staying.
Pretty much. It covers 2 years on the road from I left my last desk job in 2014, and it pretty much starts with that and covers through the beginning of 2016.
What was your last desk job?
I did marketing. I did like content creation and like search engine optimization and all those buzz terms stuff.
Your soul leaking out of your body.
You know, it was like the owner, my boss was really cool and he's still a friend because he did like films and stuff back in the day. So he kind of got what I was doing.
Right.
No one else did. It's just, you know, like you're doing what thing now, you know, because you tell somebody you're a stand-up comic in the off time, it's like saying I'm a superhero or something. You know, it's oh, that's not a real thing. And I hit a point where like the offers were getting, I was turning down offers, and I was like, well, I either need to go be a comic or be a marketer that does comedy sometimes. And so,
right.
So you got to choose your path.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little scary because the finances are way different to start, you know?
And it's a lot of energy. You could get up and just do this mundane thing over and over again, or you can have these adventures.
Exactly right.
Writing a book.
Super bored. Yeah. You know? And so that was it. And like, I just want to go. And so, you know, I just went. And so it's been 4 years of just living.
And you're still alive.
Yes.
You look like you've been eating.
Is that so a dig? I see what you did. That was a sweet passive aggressive dig, my friend.
But I'm just saying, you're not starving.
You're not
look
starving
like you've been eating.
If things are going well.
So I just stuffed my face with Arby's, so the shame is quadrupled.
There we go. We found the second man on earth who likes Arby's.
Jamie
Haberset.
That's it. I think my buddy Dirty Charlie, the outlaw country musician from
and
Boston.
Brandon.
I can do some Arby's.
But I was in the last. You've eaten there last. I haven't even eaten there in a while.
I know.
I respect it.
I've got a girlfriend who's addicted to junk food.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
It's not working out well. You're just having to eat it too. That's the reason.
Yeah.
So you've been eating Arby's as well. So don't be talking too much.
I did
snacks.
Once.
That Ontario show, actually, I surprised my drunk uncle Doug Stanhope up there. And he said, wow, you got fat.
Like, what?
He's like, yeah, you look like you had a litter. I was like, oh, God.
You don't look like that so, bad.
No,
come on.
I look like I've been eating.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a Bailey compliment.
What's your secret? Bourbon and antidepressants.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful combination.
It's a shape.
Well, you went ahead and you went and wrote a book.
I did.
What'd you do something stupid like that for?
I know. It's weird, right? I don't know. I'm kind of obsessed with.
Do people still read these things?
We'll find out.
Okay. Yeah.
It's been out for 2 weeks and it's been doing okay. So I'm cautiously optimistic. Of course, the first thing, as soon as it comes out, 90,000 words. When does the audiobook hit? I'm like, in a while.
Are you going to narrate it?
Yeah, are you going to do it yourself?
I think so. People have been asking me if I do it.
You should.
I have a setup through Audible, so I'll probably do it.
You got a great voice. You should do
thanks.
That.
You could practice right now if you want to.
If you guys got a good, like, 48 hours, we can just knock this out.
Yeah, we can get you, like, six sacks of Arby's to sit you down in a room by yourself.
I'm in.
And then, of course, we got to play, like, the Mongolian throat singing music while we do that, right?
Right, yeah.
Yes.
You want a passage? I could
yes,
do that, yeah.
You could do totally do a passage, a passage from the book. The book, by the way, while he finds his place, is called Killing for a Living, On the Road with the Altercation Punk Comedy Tour with J.T. Haberset. So this is him reading.
All right. So people always ask if there's any, like, famous people in the book, and there are. So this is a run-in. All right. Let's see. Perhaps the funniest film moment of the entire 2 days came from a totally separate project. This is when I was filming a pilot. I was walking at a hurried pace down the infamous 6th Street District of Austin, Texas, ground zero for insanity and crowds during March Festival Madness, late for a scheduled interview. Ahead, strolling towards me, flanked by a dozen or so rolling cameras, I spy two megastars of comedy. One, a tall white guy with a penchant for playing goofy elves and news anchors.
Okay.
The other, a very short specific black dude famous for selling out arenas with his stand-up comedy. Hold on. They are in town hyping some zany prison movie they're co-starring in. We'll call them, quote-unquote, Will and Kevin. I do not make eye contact, but can sense them sizing me up as we get closer, moving in opposite directions on the same stretch of sidewalk. Excuse me, sir. Yes, you, with the glasses. Here we go. It's obvious the pair are filming man-on-the-street-style ambush interviews, and I admittedly look like a typical Austin indie movie music snob.
Yes.
Which I suppose I am. Making me on paper an ideal mark. Whoops. Hey, fellas, what's up? I reply, slowing but not fully halting my march down the block, acting completely oblivious to their insane level of fame. They seem a tad confused by this reaction, but moonwalk with me, microphone shoved under my nose. Can we ask you a few questions? Asked the white guy. Well, I'm kind of in a hurry, but I guess so. Shoot, I replied, deadpan. Black dude lobs the first question. Do you like comedy films? I make a face like I just ingested a sour apple. No, not at all. I never watch comedies. I can't stand them, actually. Black guy is intrigued by this answer. White guy seems annoyed. The cameras continue to roll. Well, I gotta say, that's pretty depressing, remarks the black dude. I just nod. Next question, please. White guy fills the silence. Sir, can I ask what you do for a living? I let it hover for a pregnant moment and then respond, I'm a stand-up comedian. Black dude is now looking at me like I'm completely crazy. White guy, however, has realized he is being trolled, and his face registers a look that reads undeniably, you mother. Still, the cameras are rolling and they came to me. I shoot a small smile back at him. Are there any comedies you have seen recently that you may have enjoyed? Asked the black guy, scratching his head and doing his best to stick to the producer's script. I feel a little bad for him, honestly. Recent funny movies, I ponder. Well, I really liked Clue when that came out. What the F is Clue, man? Yells the black dude in the streets. The camera crew doing their best not to crack up. That is a good movie, murmurs the white guy. His eyes are pure murder. I decide not to push my luck too far. Hey, fellas, this has been really fun, and I hope you hit your Kickstarter or whatever this goal is for. But I got to run. I'm filming a pilot today, and I'm kind of late. Do you want to take a quick selfie or anything before I go to, like, document this moment? No, says the white guy. And with that, he marches down the block, next level pissed off, leaving the black dude looking stunned. Hey, man, I'm sorry about that, offers the black guy. I guess he's a bit touchy today. I say no problem, shake the dude's hand, and continue on my way. A production assistant, wiping tears from his eyes, runs after me. That was gold.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's encounters. That's great throat singing,
yes,
by the way. That's,
I mean, it's top notch, only the best for JT. Mm.
So there's run-ins with, like, famous people you've heard of, and also just, more importantly, comics that I tour with a lot that are kind of underground, like, known to me and known to working comics, but maybe sure, not on a broader scale, that I think deserve to get some recognition. So it's a little bit of highlighting my buddies.
I like that.
Did that ever air anywhere?
No, that's a debut, man.
No. I'm saying that with you and...
That story?
Yeah, that story. No. Did that...
That film.
Did that film...
Oh, no. No, it was for... Because
I'm trying to find it on YouTube.
he's searching,
it was
scouring the internet.
They told me it was filmed for Funny or Die, is what they were filming for.
Yeah.
And but I was told that it did not air because
probably
it didn't
make
go their way.
Yeah.
they were straight up like trying to make people look goofy.
I'm sure it hit the editing floor for sure. It's one of those things they like save.
But I honestly have never looked. I don't know. I just assumed it was a hard no because that guy was not happy with me.
The book is called Killing for a Living, JT Habersad.
Yeah.
He will be doing stand-up comedy all weekend long here.
Yes.
In Fayetteville.
Yeah,
so
Nomads tonight. I think it starts around 8 o'clock, and Zach Slusher on that show and a bunch of others. It's going to be pretty great.
Very cool. And then tomorrow at Black Apple Crossing.
Yep, and then I wrap this whole two-week tour on Sunday up in Joplin, Missouri. If you happen to be up there, I'm at the Blackthorn, and then I drive 9 hours home to Austin.
That place is still open?
Apparently. I hope
Holy crap.
It was a year ago when I came through.
We used to party at the Blackthorn.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Quite a bit. Great pizza.
Don't they still
really
have
good. It was really fun for Sunday last year.
The video games and all that stuff still? Is that next door?
That was next door. The owner looks like Ronald McDonald on acid, though.
Wow. Wait, like you're on acid or Ronald McDonald?
Like
on acid?
He's on acid.
On acid.
Like everybody's on acid.
Everybody. Acid for everyone.
I also see that we actually have a picture in the book.
Yeah, man.
We are in the book, like in the middle of the book, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fayetteville Road Radio is what it says.
Yeah. It was
amazing.
Yeah.
We look great in it, black and white.
Yeah, that's it's all beautiful. Black and white. I want to go with the Stark photos, you know, through some photos.
For
in
sure.
Is the time that you and Brian Ziola crashed on my couch and we got stupid high that we got so high that we forgot our names? Did that make the book?
I may have alluded to that, but I try to treat everyone out of the peripheral with kid gloves because I don't, you know, like I'm having like family members and stuff order this book now, and it's getting a little awkward.
I was wondering that.
Yeah, it's brutal truth, man. I decided when I wrote it, I'm like, well, I know everybody's going to read this book like that, my family and stuff. And I was like, I got to be true to the story. So it's brutally honest.
So how are the family reunions or the meetups going to be? How's Christmas?
I don't know. We'll see.
Thanksgiving going to be all right for
somebody just ordered my favorite aunt just ordered it, and I'm going to see her in August out in Cape Cod.
So are you shipping these out? So if maybe your aunt, you can kind of censor the book. You can take Sharpie and mark out a couple pages.
It would look like a Trump lawyer dossier if I took a marker to that thing. No, there wouldn't be anything left. So
it's all
not one
you.
Or two pages. It's all me, and I'm fine with it. I stand behind everything on it. I mean, you can't really... Because people are real curious about the road and the realities of it. So I tried to give both the positives and the negatives. And the positives being, it is kind of a life of adventure. And you get all sorts of crazy stuff going on. But it's also details some of the, you know, the tedium that can go along with it and the times you get ripped off and
maybe
all that stuff.
Maybe that'll help someone on the road that maybe is thinking about doing something like this.
Go back to school.
Yeah, and thinking, man, I should totally not do this.
Totally. Yeah, I think it go either them. Way. I mean, I've gotten some good feedback from comics that have read it so far, and they said, man, it just makes me want to work harder. I'm like, well, that's cool. You know, that makes me, because I spend 150 days on the road every year.
You've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, I've been 10 years this year.
And we're speaking of that, you were also throwing a big festival. We were talking a little bit off air about this, but a big festival down in Austin.
Yeah, the Altercation Comedy Festival. It's the third year, and each year I've been trying to step it up proportionally without losing my mind. So this last year we had like Kyle Kinane and a bunch of pals come into town, and this year we got Brian Posehn's coming in. And Eddie Pepitone, who's fantastic.
Yeah.
And Christine Levine from Portlandia. And my buddy Mishka Shubali, who's a great musician and author, who's over in the UK right now. And Ben Roy from Those Who Can't on True TV.
So you do, is this just one weekend of comedy? How do you set this
up? It's Wednesday through Saturday, and it's at one venue that only holds 200 people. It's a really small, so you can see Brian Posehn in a tiny room, you know? So
it's amazing.
AltercationComedyFestival.com. Yeah, I didn't want people, a lot of festivals, you know, people come to town and then you have to bounce and choose. Like, I want to see these comics, but they're at the same time, or you have to run around town and park and all that. This is one central venue. It's called the Kick Butt Cafe, because the owner does karate. He teaches karate. And it's real weird. But the venue's ideal, and it's got free parking, and all the shows are there. There's three shows nightly, and a four-night every show, including the headliner's pass, is like $45.
That's very cool. So, if you're into the comedy thing, you definitely want to follow JT Habersat. You also can pick up the book, Killing for a Living. It's at, we want them to go to jtcomedy.com.
That's the best way. I mean, if you want, you can get it on Amazon right now, and you can get it, you know, in Barnes & Noble and all those spots. But if you go to my website, you get free cool stickers and goodies in every package. And I get most of the money, not Amazon.
I like that deal.
Yeah, not that struggling startup Amazon.
Yeah.
Right. We'll put a link. We'll also put a link on 3B's Facebook page.
Thanks, dudes.
Just for... just to help you out as much as we can.
AltercationComedyFestival.com has all the nitty-gritties on that. And so the end of September in Austin, Texas.
Perfect. And we'll share the event for tonight and over the weekend
Nomads
as well.
Tonight, yeah.
Nomads tonight. It's JT Habersat hanging out with us today. We appreciate you hanging, man.
Dudes,
thanks
so
for
much.
The books.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks.
I'm going to read this. It's going to be great.
I'm going to have you sign this.
No problem.
I'm going to have you sign it, but I'll let you know that it'll probably be in my bathroom and I'll be reading it on the toilet. Is that okay?
Honestly, it's so funny that I just did a tour in January with... this band Off With Their Heads. They're on Epitaph Records, a punk band. And I have another book called The Altercation Archives, which is interviews with rock and roll people. And I found, I'd given a copy of it to Ben Roy, comedian who was on tour with us as well. And, I found it at the end of the tour under the van, under the seat, and it was all wrinkled and broken and just like destroyed. And I took it to Ben and I went, I'm so disappointed in you. You lost the book. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, this book is beat to hell, man. I gave it to you like 2 weeks ago. He's like, dude, I have my copy. It's right here. And the Off With Their Heads guy goes, oh, yeah, that's been in the van for 3 years. Yeah, that book's been through some stuff. That's the van copy. I was like, oh, okay, I stand corrected.
Put that away and also wash your hands.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, don't touch that. Like, the stepped on under the seat of touring vans and on the back of toilets is where the books are generally.
Exactly. Yeah. It's called Killing for a Living. We'd love to see people pick up this book.
And I'll have copies of the shows this weekend as well.
JTComedy.com if you miss it. And JT, as always.
Hey, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And
thank you for
looking forward
up.
To the weekend.
Yep. See you at Nomads tonight.
It's been too long.
It has. I come back, try and come back every year, but you know, I think it's been about a year.
Yeah.
Come back again.
I will.
For
Thanks,
sure.
Guys.
Hey, guys, coming up on 3B Radio, we get to talk about the rest of the weekend plans. A big thing happening tomorrow here in downtown Fayetteville. We got the details coming up on 3B. It's New Rock, 104.9 The X.